I'm so corny.
You. Welcome back to Corny Dads. Hi, guys.
What's up, Ryan?
Hi, ladies.
Yeah!
Hi.
All right, wait, before we get into that, we just Corny Dads do dope things for our dope kids. And I'm CJ Snuggy Harris, a.k.a. Brother to the Night.
Oh, he did freaky today.
I'm Yogi. Because I can hear then, myself.
Yeah, I be Yogi, then namaste.
Yeah! Catch me on TikTok. Corny Dad, OJC.
Brother with many hats. Some people call me Chico. These gentlemen call me Ace, but my children call me Papa.
Papa.
Let's go.
Yeah. And as I was saying, we have some guests here with our partners.
Here's voice.
Yeah. I'm going to be quiet in a second. You ain't got to worry. You ain't got to worry. I'm over here nervous. I'm nervous. Look, but now we have some ladies on set. You want to introduce yourself?
I don't have a cool name like that, but Big Homie Anya.
Big A.K.A. Yeezy.
Yeezy.
A.K.A. Big Homie Anya.
You next.
And who are you?
I'm Sharice.
A.K.A. Reese Rolex, A.K.A. Roly.
A.K.A. Big Reese.
Right.
A.K.A. Dancing London Mama.
Yeah.
I like that, right?
Yeah.
I like that. All right, cool.
Oh, yeah. So then you want to tell them why they're here?
Well, absolutely, right? So let me just let you guys know who they are to me, right? So as you know, I have three children, right? So I have my younger two, which is, I like that. Thank you, man. I have Dior, my two-year-old. I have Dennis, my seven-year-old, and their mother is the queen here, Anya. But I also have London, my 14-year-old, which their mother is Sharice, the queen here to my right. So today, we thought it would be, through all of the work that we've been through for a long time, we thought it was time to come bring the entire family together so that we could talk about blended families. We could talk about the issues that pertains to having a blended family. How do you work through a blended family, and some suggestions and some love and guidance that we can give our viewers and our people and our family out there with us.
That sound good.
Yeah.
I like the way you put that.
So let's get to it, right? Because I know everybody right now is asking the question, how did he get these two women to come sit down on the show? Let them know how simple it was, then.
All right, no.
Let them know how simple it was.
So for me, like a lot of the times I think that one of the biggest misconceptions is that I'm doing this. I'm somehow this like master genius, this master player, this pimp that's bringing all of this stuff together, right? And this magician. That is not the case, right?
You was the problem.
I was absolutely the problem.
And you're just looking for a solution.
Right.
There you go.
So this does not happen with me. You understand what I'm saying? And that's why I think it's important first to bring these ladies here so you can understand the work that they have done,
mm-hmm.
right? And without me, right? So let's get into it, fellas.
Mm.
One thing that I want to say, knowing these ladies, and I love them, is that without them, there would be no Yogi then.
That's a fact.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's me giving y'all flowers while y'all here.
Thank
yes.
You. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yes. Yes, both of these ladies have contributed so much to Dennis, right? D Block, right?
Yeah.
Right? Yo, and you know the
Black and Mild breed.
So hold up. So first of all, if you want me to share, because I can share, right? With each of these ladies that I brought to my life, like you gotta understand, I had a time where. We talked about it in the previous episode when my father had died, and you know I was lost and I didn't have anybody to really be there for me. I wasn't communicative. I wasn't present even in myself, and I didn't love myself that much, right? And Sharice loved me and saw me for who I could have been. She loved me more than I loved myself.
Mm.
You understand what I say? And I rejected a lot of her love because I didn't think that I deserved that love that she was giving me.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean? So she was like the that the driving force and key to me, like trying to figuring out and waking up that spirit within inside of myself that says I'm more than what I am or what I think I am. Mm-hmm. And she played an extraordinary role in my life. And then to have my eldest, my beauty, my baby, my firstborn, and that's another story for another day, right? And then you have the queen here, Aya, right, where I'm going through this broken stage. I'm going to figure out this thing again. These two women, both patient, like kind-hearted. And again, like, I would say Aya, like, especially, would just be so, we were so patient with me and so kind with me and just so gentle. And I think the young brother was just talking about before, he was just like, she saw that I was broken. She understood it. And she's like, all right, we got to come up with a plan for this young man because I can see what he actually can be. And therefore, instead of throwing anything in my face, instead of just, you know, adding to the shame that I already had, she didn't do that. She worked on me as if I was the king or the guy that she saw in me already. So she built my credit. You understand what I'm saying? She built my confidence up, right? And that's how they both like worked on me so much. So I've never, like you said, I've never could be who I am today without the work of these two women here.
It makes a lot of sense, right? So let's talk about the because to me, I feel like no relationship could ever become really successful, right? Without this key component, communication, mm-hmm. right? So let's talk about what role did communication play in this blended family's success, right? And you know what? Before we even get to that, Sharice, Big Reese, mm-hmm. can we hear from you? Like, because ultimately, you know, Yogi Den just expressed to us that you was the beginning of him changing and him evolving, right? About how much you poured into him. From your perspective, what was that like, right? Talk to us about that from that perspective.
How did you deal with Bull?
Yeah. Hurry up. That's it.
First of all, how did this become about me?
No, it's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't, like, so how it started was we were friends, and for me, like, Dennis didn't come at me like he just wanted something from me. He was always somebody I could talk to, I can open up to. Like, he made me comfortable. So
that's the player stuff.
Then you interrupt.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But, I mean, I had my things that I was going through in my life as well. So he was there for me. He was always there for me to talk to me, to get me through it. And with that, I loved him for that. So, and it wasn't easy. Like, when we decided to take the next step, it got harder. And he would tell me, like, I loved him so much that he felt like I cared more about his well-being than mm-hmm. my own. Mm-hmm. So, and that was kind of where we had our disconnect because mm-hmm. it was getting to the point where I was doing more for him than I was doing for myself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But us, like, having to go through that, it helped both of us.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. I grew from that, and mm-hmm. he grew from that, too.
Absolutely.
But it wasn't easy at all. Mm-hmm. Easy at all.
What's up with the...
He was D-Block at the time.
What's up with these two phones, man? Y'all had two phones? You had two phones in college? You was chapping? No, I'm just fucking.
I had two phones.
So Yeezy, you up at bat. Like, tell us about your experience, what you're continuing to experience. You know, let us know about how, you know, you influenced and impacted his life. And ultimately, what we're going to get into is how this family was able to blend together.
How you deal with Bull?
I don't even know how I deal with Bull. Nah, I love him. Like, and at this point, I love him unconditionally. But at first, it was not unconditionally. When I first met him, you know, I found out he had a situation, and I was like, I don't know if I want to deal with this and all that. You know, this is a lot. I'm 21, you know, I'm living my best life, you know, but I started to get, I really connected with him. Like, it was like a friend level. Like, I could be silly with him. He could be silly with me. We would hang out. We would do, like, it was friends. Like, we were friends. So it was different for me because I never been in a relationship or been with anyone or guy that was like, oh, we just cool, we friends. So we started hanging out and, like, being with each other. And when I realized, like, okay, this is a good guy, I really am really connecting with him. And I'm like, but his situation, I don't know. Like, you know, and I'm,
what was my situation?
Your situation was, you told me, you told me you had a baby with a baby on the way with, like, this girl that was your best friend, but y'all not together no more. Y'all just, you know, friends. And I was like, all right, you said you, I mean, in fact, I asked you if you had any kids and you said I had a half a kid. And I was like,
don't do my bridges like that.
That's
dog.
The goat. I got a half a kid. You got one kid. Like,
it's not fully baked.
Explain
it's in
this
the,
to
it's in the oven. That shows how ignorant we were at the time because we didn't think we had a kid until the baby got here.
You know, and I'm young. I'm like 21. I'm like, you got half a kid, like, I don't need this, right? but we had this connection, like, it was a spark, like, it was something there. And, you know, I'm very spiritual now, but at the time, you know, I was like, you know,
you always been spiritual.
I always been spiritual, that's true. So I would ask God, like, God, I need a sign, like, am I supposed to be dealing with him? Because I feel this connection, I know you, like, I could feel it. And I'll be like, all right, Lord, just give me a sign. If I'm supposed to be with this person, just give me a sign. And a song will come on and be like, you're supposed to be with this person. This is your sign. Like, it was that. Like, I always tell people, like, it was that clear. Like, I cannot make this up. Like, and I'll be like, you sure? Then now next week, I'll be like, I need another sign. I asked for at least 5 signs. At least 5.
All and 5 of them was hit.
All 5 of them. It would be like, he would text me. Not, I'm not even talking like 111. No, I mean, like, he would text me at that very moment, or I would hear a song or something. Like, it was that clear. And I was like, all right, I guess I'm here. I guess I'm doing this. And I just put my faith in it and was like, all right, I'm going to just be here for him and, you know, guide him through this process because he was going through a lot. He really was going through a lot. And I wasn't really going through that much at the time, but I know that
skating
I loved him.
Through life.
Yeah. I mean, I was
skating
a little bit. But...
I was skating a little bit.
Because I was 21, you know? We was partying every day. It was cool. But, you know, I really felt a connection with him. So I stayed and, you know, I seen the downfalls he had. And I was like, all right, let me help you with this. Like, you got this. Let me help you with that. You know, and we just started to grow together. One of the things was credit. That was, I remember the first thing... he was trying to buy something or whatever, and I had a credit card, and I was like, you know what? Let's do this. I'm going to put your name on my credit card. That was a big step. That was a big step. Because and I learned this, and that's why I'm saying this because, I'm sorry, don't tap on the table. I'm saying this because, you know, that's something that we don't do in the Black community is help people with their credit.
Say that.
Mm-hmm. So what my mom did for me was she put my name on her credit card without giving me a card, and it just boosted my credit. Mm. So that's what I did for him. I said, let me do this. I'm put your name on my credit card, and it helped him boost his credit. So... and that's not something people do, right?
Not at all.
So thank you, Yeezy, because you helped boost my credit, too.
Everybody
eats
mine,
everybody,
too.
Everybody
eats me.
Everybody
eats. Yo, you got your chain, right? I got my chain. So now I have a question, right? So now... you got half a baby on the way. You got the baby enough. You got
really
the
want half on the baby.
Yeah,
half
on the baby. So now the baby's here. Dance in London is here in the building. Now, when did you find out or discover that Anya was in the picture? And when you did, how did you feel at that moment?
Oh. I found out before he told me.
Of course.
Okay.
They always do.
Sounds about right.
Right? Like, come on.
He was scared.
Sounds about right.
He won't hurt our feelings.
Okay.
But I didn't know how deep it was. I just know that he was talking to somebody else. And at the time, we took a break.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were, like, having, like, a lot of issues mm-hmm. when I was pregnant. And mm-hmm. so we just kind of took a step back. So when I found out, it hurt me. Okay. It hurt me because I felt like I didn't even have a baby yet, and you're already dealing with somebody else. So it was hurtful.
So now, I got a question for Den.
Go ahead. Mm.
Den, looking back. Mm-hmm. All right, never mind. My question has been answered.
The question has been answered.
My question has been answered.
So now I kind of want to be the fly on the wall when Charisse, Anya, you meet, you cross paths for the first time. What's the conversation? What's the vibe? What's going on at that point in time? Is it like, is it amicable? Is it like, are we in a
are we in Badlands? And like, what's happening?
Actually, what part of Philly?
I feel like we was in West Philly. Was at church, right?
Yeah, we didn't have an actual conversation.
That's how divine the Lord is. The Lord allowed them to meet in church.
In the church, that's beautiful.
That's the safest place to meet.
That's the safest place.
I don't even know how we were in the same. We went to the same church, but we end up like meeting up in the hallway or something. Like it was, yeah, they were in church, and then I was with my friend, and I believe I had London with me, and we just kind of just met up in the hallway, and then it wasn't a conversation though. It was like he introduced us, hello, and we just kept it moving. Mm. Very awkward.
But that's like divine intervention.
Listen, Lord God.
I don't think I ever thank the Lord for that.
I think you should.
That was a blessing. Because if they met at the club, it would have went up.
It would have been a dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Wow. I would say initially, ladies, what was your thought patterns? And I don't think we ever like really talked. I mean, we always have conversations about it, but what was your feeling? Like, what was the feeling inside knowing that this is what was happening? Like, I was leaving, like, Sharice, what was the feeling like knowing, having London and knowing I had another somebody else that I was working through life with that you felt like I should have been working through life with you, right? How did that like make you feel? Like, what was the feeling that you were going through at that time? If you could take yourself back to that, give me some of the feelings that you were feeling at that time, and why did you feel that way?
I had a lot of feelings. Like, it was a lot going through me at that time. I was depressed. Mm-hmm. I can honestly say I was depressed. Like, it was just so much at once, and I couldn't handle it. So it was like, it's like it was something taken away from me, and I couldn't accept it. Mm. And then it wasn't easy, and because we were still kind of dealing with each other too, so it wasn't easy to kind of just, all right, I'm gonna leave this alone because that's going on, because it was a mess. Mm. It was a mess.
Yeah.
So it kind of made me feel like down, and like I said, I was hurt. I was hurt because it was just like, what are you doing? Like, are you here? Are you there? And it was a lot of confusion.
Yeah.
So
I didn't know at the time, obviously, going through it, the magnitude of what Charisse was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't even, just because, again, we go through our own stuff. We feel so much about what we're going and what we want to do and what we're striving to do that we don't even think or even pay attention to what's happening to the other person. So when they act out, we think they're acting out of hatred or jealousy or this. No, she just explained here that she felt like something was being taken away from her that she loved and adored so much. So when your life is being taken away from you, what do you have to do? Like, where do you turn?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And then you got the person that is supposed to be part of your life, which was me, leaving and saying deuces like it was just over like that. But then coming back and forth and playing those mind games, coming back whenever I wanted to come back and then leaving whenever, that can really torment and really, that can do something to a person's mind, heart, soul, and energy.
Mm-hmm.
And now thinking about it now, I'm like, yo, that was some bullshit, you know, that I was on. But I did it because I was hurt and I couldn't see past me. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To even see her. Mm-hmm. But I see her now. You understand what I'm saying?
So I got a question for both ladies. What boundaries did you put in place knowing that he was acting out of like selfishness? And and one thing that we do with our brothers is we hold each other accountable. Right? So he was acting out of selfishness. What boundaries did you put up to protect yourself so you wouldn't be as hurt so you can move forward? And Anya, for you, it would be moving forward with him. And I know it was probably a point where you was like, I can't do this, right? Because
many points. Many points.
You ain't got to talk about all the points.
Right.
So we got time.
So I think what's important in regards to blending a family or even
I said, number one thing is communication. Mm-hmm. Two, I would think like the boundaries are like very, very, very mm-hmm. important. So what kind of boundaries did you put up to protect yourself and protect the kids at some point from, I want to say, a selfish monster? Because we went through it. And I'm mm-hmm. saying we because I was there.
Yeah, we mm-hmm. all went through yeah. it.
We all went through it.
And you guys know I was trying to talk sense into him.
Like, no, no.
Why? He want to be that guy. He want to be that guy.
I didn't know that. I didn't feel like anyone was talking sense into him.
He don't listen.
Yeah, he don't listen.
All right,
he actually does.
He does eventually.
No, he actually does. I can only talk about my experience.
Listening and applying is two different things, though, right? I can hear what you're saying, but am I going to apply it?
I don't think I asked you anything.
You got to go through what you go through in your own time.
It's perspective. Yeah, it's perspective. Because, yeah, you know, as you're like, oh, I'm your best friend. I'm out right here. Mm-hmm. And I actually have brought that to him to be like, yo, would you treat, you know, Oz that way? Like, that's supposed to be your best friend. Would you do this to what you're doing to me, to him? Never. So you got to think of it like that. Yeah, your perspective is different, because in my perspective, he's not looking at me like, oh, this is Oz. Like, this is my, you know, my right hand man. Like, because he thinks, like, he could just get over on whatever I'm, you know, whatever I'm doing. But for boundaries, I feel like in the beginning, it wasn't really, like, for my boundaries. It was more so like, okay, if you want some stuff, then I'm going to be on my stuff, right, in the beginning, mm-hmm. right? And then it was like, all right, you know, little petty stuff. You put a little Facebook post up, well, then I'm going to put a Facebook post up, too. I'm at the movies now, like, because, you know, we're in a situationship. We're not in the, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, we're in a situationship, so we're not in a full-blown relationship, like, we're together. It's a thing. No, it's a situationship. So he's doing his thing, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to pretend to do my thing, or I am going to do my thing. So when I would go out and be with other people, I'll be like, this don't feel right. Mm-hmm. It's like, this don't feel right. I don't like this. I'm not this person. Mm-hmm. I ain't never been this person. I don't want to do this. So if I'm going to rock with him, I'm rocking with him. If we ain't together, then it is what it is. Like, I'm going to just live my life. And, you know, and I seen him be broken. I seen the patterns. I seen it from a real early start. I seen it, and I told him about it. Like, yo, you got this pattern. Every March you act like this, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I seen it, and I told him it every single time. Like, and this was, I'm like 22 at the time. Like, I'm seeing all these things, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to work with you, because the person
coaching
that
me.
He is.
He was coaching me.
Like, the person that he is, he's such a caring person. Like, I always say, I'm like, he's a great human. Oh, my God. Like, human-wise, like, person-wise, you know what I mean? Like, friend-wise, you want him on your team. Relationship-wise,
trash.
It was a struggle.
Get him out of here.
It was a struggle. It really is, you know? But I love them. I love them. And, you know, when you in love, you like...
blinded.
Mm-hmm. Not blinded. It's not like I can't see it, but it's like...
You want to overcome it. You want to overcome
it. Like, I know we can get through this. Mm-hmm. I know we can get through this. So that was it. Like, so for boundaries, it was like, even to this day, I told you that, like, boundaries, that's something I kind of just learned. Like,
all right.
You know what I mean? Boundaries is hard.
So now I have a question. No, boundaries. What were your boundaries that you were?
Because your boundaries are.
Yeah. Because your boundaries.
I'm actually. Did exactly what she did. I didn't have no real boundaries. I just was like, oh, well, okay, you want to play this game? Like, you think you're going to come here and then go, mm-hmm. okay, let me go get some friends.
I heard
let me go party. Like, let me be outside, too.
So now, fast forward to when you have, like, kids, right? And your kids are older, and now you see, like, for you, Rolly, Charisse, for you, you see that he's planning to be with Anya, and you know it's not healthy for you to continue, like, just accepting Dennis's stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I know there had to be, like, boundaries put in place at that point to really protect you in London.
Yeah, I had to. It took a long time. It took a long. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely going to tell you, it took a long time. It took years. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, this charade was going on for years.
Dang, like, that's a good one.
A lot of years. But
charade and shenanigans.
Yeah, shenanigans. But eventually, I had to tell myself, like, you can't live like this, you're never going to be able to move forward in life if you keep dealing with the situation. And I had to let him know the same thing. Like, all right, I'm really, like, I'm done. Like, we're not doing this. We're going to be London's parents. We're going to figure it out. We're going to make it work. And that's it. We can't do anything else. Like, because if we keep doing these things, if we keep dealing with each other and we're hurting people, we're hurting each other, and it's not right. Like, it's not right for nobody. It's not right for London. It's not right for us. So we have to look at it the way that it is. Like, you're in a new situation and we're not together no more, and we have to do what's best for us, and we have to do what's best for our child. So from there, that's what we did.
All right, so let's fast forward this, right? So I think it was good that we got some historical context, right? Mm-hmm. So that way people could know and understand. Mm-hmm. But now it's time for the big blend. You're clear.
The big blend.
No, literally, this is the big blend. You're clear that this ain't happening. You done set your boundary. Yeezy, you done set your boundary, right? And now it's time for us to blend this family, right? So you two ladies, you guys both know about each other. You know that this is the mother of his child. You know that this is where he's going to be. Now, how did we, right? How did communication play a role in you guys being able to find yourselves at holiday parties together, find yourselves going on vacations together? How were you guys able to look past the past, right, and focus on the future? Any one of you ladies can answer.
I'll start. Because it didn't just start after the kids. Like, it started early. So our first encounter was in church. Mm-hmm. But then we've continued to see each other. We continue to interact to the point where we were cool. But when I seen, it was conversations. We had conversations, and I was like, and I'm telling her, you got the best part of Dennis when you look at London, right? I can't look at London and not see her mom. And I love London. I loved her from the moment I met her. Mm-hmm. And remember, I've been there since the beginning. So this is like my daughter. So I love her. I cannot love her and hate her. Mm. There's no way. I can't. I'm not built like that. I don't know how anybody else does it, but I can't.
Talk about it.
So I'm like, all right, I understand the situation. I understand, from a mom perspective, even though when I wasn't a mom, I could understand from a mom perspective, you would want your family to be together. I get that. Mm-hmm. And that's what I told him numerous times. Like, yo, go fix your family. Like, don't worry about me. Go fix your family. And he would come back like, no, it's not going to work. I want to be with you. And I'm like, okay. Right? But it was like,
but I would go and try, though.
He would try. He wouldn't tell her, so it wouldn't work. But he would try. He would try. He would be like, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try. I'm going to go and I'm going to try. So he did try. He really did. But it's like, It wasn't going to work. Like, we were supposed to be together. Like, it is. Like, it's written in the stars. It is. But when I look at her, I can't hate her. So I was like, all right, I can't hate you. She's actually a cool person. Like, we hung out. We partied together. Like, we did Patron. Like, we...
Your mom, let me get... There you go. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it was... We grew together. So, like, we grew up, kind of like we grew up together. Like, we've known each other since our 20s. Like, we, 30-something now.
Yeah, hold on.
30-something. Early 30s. So,
late 20s.
27. I've been 27 for the last 5 years. No, but we're really so we grew together, so we've seen that journey. So yeah, when we're talking about, and he told me from almost from Jump Street, before I think even London was born, I want to do holidays together. And I'm like, you wildin', who's doing that? Like, I'm not hanging, how is that supposed to work? He's like, no, it has to work because I want my family. And I'm like, that don't even make sense. Then that don't even make sense. That was my thing. It's like, that doesn't make sense. How would we want to do that? Mm-hmm. But then when I saw her, London, and I see how she loves her mom and her dad and me, it was like, it makes sense. This makes sense, right? We want to be able to go to these graduations and all be together and be cool, and go to holidays and all be together and be cool, right? So it just worked. Like, so nowadays it's like, oh, let's start a podcast ourselves, Reese. Let's do that. You know what I mean? Let's show people that you could find love in this partner, because that's my baby mom too. I'm like, oh, all right, well, that's your baby mom. You know, like, we... What?
Nah, we love it. No, this is important.
This is a real thing.
This is a real thing.
This is the real thing, right? So, like, and it's hard. Of course, everybody looked at us crazy. Like, everybody.
I used to look at them like he was wild. I'm like, yo, y'all all going to Penn State? Who's sitting in the front?
And you got to remember, like, these, this is two different...
He made both of them sit in the back.
It was two separate vacation vibes at first, right? Because you got to understand, mm-hmm. we started going on vacation at first, but it wasn't like, oh, one happy family.
Right.
No, Dennis was still mixing and mingling and doing what he was doing because he was still broken, moving in and out, right? And so those family vacations that look good on camera was actually disasters. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Disasters, right? Left us all to go home and try to figure this out again, mm-hmm. right? So I don't want anybody thinking that it just was like, yo, you know, we sped past. There's so much that we didn't even get into. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Especially when we're talking about London, right? Which she had to work through, what Aya had to work through, just knowing that at one time, Sharice wasn't comfortable with Aya being with London.
Yeah. That's something we have to touch on, that because I feel like you know, there are so many people out here, right, that are going through the same mm-hmm. trials and tribulations that you guys have gone through, right? And one of the biggest things is the child. Everybody wants to protect the child, right? The child, right? But in this relationship, in this flow of this relationship that's happening, you know that Anya's not going nowhere. And they live together, right? Mm-hmm. So the odds of the other partner not playing a role in influencing and raising your child is slim to none, right? So let's talk about that. Like, what were your thoughts? What were your feelings, right, when you knew that was going to happen?
Tell them, Reese. Mm-hmm. We're here to release some of this stuff that's been stagnant in our hearts for a long time. So, Tom, how you felt?
I mean, at first, it was just like, no, like, my baby's young. Like, just like she said, Aya came, like, when I was, like, 9 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. So she been around since London was born. She met London when she was a baby. But for me, I'm like, no, this is my baby, mm-hmm. and I don't know her, and she's not going to be around anyway. Like, she's not staying around for long. Like, this is a mm-hmm. phase. Like, mm-hmm. my family's going to be together. Like,
a lot of people feel that way.
I wasn't having it, like, at all. Like, mm-hmm. no, you're not going to raise my child. She doesn't need to know you. I don't need to know you. Like, mm-hmm. I never gave her the benefit of the doubt, like, at all. But as time went on, like I was saying, we started to do things together, mm-hmm. and a lot of it came from Dennis's siblings, and mm-hmm. they brought us together. Like, mm-hmm. we did stuff because they wanted us to do stuff together, mm-hmm. and we both were open to giving it a try. And it was a lot of back and forth. It was like, today we're cool, tomorrow no, I can't do this, I'm not doing this. Like, mm-hmm. it was a lot of feelings and stuff involved in it. But I can't hate her.
It's really hard.
Mm-hmm. It's hard. Like, she's such a nice. I'm like, she's so nice. Like, even when I'm being mean, she's being nice. Like, mm-hmm. I'm trying to get her. My thing was trying to get her out. Like, I'm mm-hmm. just trying to get rid of her. But I'm like, I can't do it. Like, I want to be her friend. I want to be friends with her. And if you don't give somebody the chance to get to know them, you're not going to be comfortable with their situation anyway. But I was able to give her the chance and get to know her, and it turned out that we got a lot in common. Like, mm-hmm. me and her are a lot alike. Like, mm-hmm. so we just click so well. It was hard not to be friends. So it went from a lot of chaos and back and forth to, okay, it's to the point where, like I said before, I had to come to the conclusion that me and Dennis are done. Like, we're not doing this no more. He's there. And I had to accept it. And once I was able to accept it, we were able to move forward and do family things and be happy, actually go on vacation and come back happy and no chaos and nothing. But it was always London in mind. It was always the thought of, we're doing this for London. We want London to be able to grow up, even though she can't grow up in a household with both her parents. We want her to have the best experience possible with both of her parents. So we all came into agreement that we were going to do this together as a team.
I love that. So now with people who are watching this show right now and that are going to think about this whole blended family, you two ladies, what would be a word of advice that you could provide to people out there, like, this can potentially work if you give it the opportunity? What would be the word of advice you would give to them? Start with you, Anya.
I guess it's really all about perspectives, right? So if you're looking at the situation like, oh, this person is in a way because of the, like, there's always something deeper going on. And that's the thing that I think we kind of, like, in the midst of it, was kind of looking past, especially me, was looking past, there's always something deeper happening, right? And for us, our deeper was him, right? Whether he was lying, he was, you know, doing whatever he was doing. We kind of just was like, I don't really care what you're going through. Like, you need to do better for me. And although I wanted him to be better for himself, I was selfishly thinking of me. So now it's like thinking of a perspective, think of a, it in a way like, how can this benefit everyone, right? Let's look at the child. Let's keep the child in mind. So when you're going through these situations, if you're the wife that has to deal with the baby mom, why don't you kind of put yourself in their shoes for a second, right? That's what kind of kept me grounded, what kept me nice, what kept me all these things, is because I thought of it and was like, I could easily be in this situation. How would I want somebody to treat me? How would I want somebody to treat my daughter? How would I want this to happen to me? And I look at it, and sometimes I look at her like, I don't know how she did it, because I don't know if I could be as, you know, accommodating and all of that, because it's hard. Like, I look at my son and my daughter, my daughter's too. Could I see another woman being in her life? No, like, no, this is, I'm the mommy. So I get it. I understand it. And I've always been able to understand it, even not as a mom. But now that I am a mom, I understand it even more. And I see that I have so much respect for her, because it takes a lot. So if you don't have any kids, if you're the, that's what I'm saying, if you're the spouse or the married or the girlfriend or whatever, always look at it from, you don't know what's happening behind closed doors. Change your perspective and put yourself in other person's shoes.
Love that.
Big Reese,
take us out.
I agree wholly with what you said. Yeah, you just gotta, it takes time. You have to give it time. Like, you have to give it time. You have to look at things from other perspectives. And you can't just totally discredit the person. Like, get to know the other person, get to know who they are, and determine if that's somebody that you want your child around. And always think of the child first. The child comes first, the well-being of the child. If the relationship is over, it's over. Let it go and think about your child. Because if you don't, if you're thinking about yourself, if you're being selfish and you just want to be mad, it's only going to affect the child. It's what good is that going to do? Like, you always have to think of your children first. Like, that's mostly important.
That's
fire. Dan, I think you got to close us out, man.
So one of the biggest things that we miss, and I think the greatest thing about these two women right now, is they help heal each other. Right? So it's less communication with me, right? They communicate more with each other than anybody, right? They're always hitting each other up saying, yo, listen, what's the advice on this? Like, how can I work through this situation, right? And it's all, like you said, it's always something deeper to why someone, Sharice held on to me so tight, right? Because I was the father of her child. But then you got to understand about maybe even goes further, like where her father was, right? Mm-hmm. So it's stories and things that we make up in our minds or that we want to hold on to because we don't want them to repeat themselves that we fight so hard. So it all starts with the individual itself, right? You have to start to release the things that's going on with you. And in order to do that, you need guidance. Mm-hmm. You need help. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes we want to act like we don't want help or guidance or need somebody else's opinion or perspective, but we do. Mm-hmm. And when we started to heal within our hearts, it was easier for us to see other people inside of us. You understand what Absolutely. I'm saying? And then we can work with others that way. So we heal. We are freaking healing family. Everyone at this table. Mm-hmm. Not just these guys, but everyone at this table, everyone that's in that other room. All of my children are in that other room. You understand what I'm saying? Tribe. We all freaking heal together. And that's where that's how we got to do it.
Take this out, Snug.
I love you. Stay corny.